This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Hope Day for Catholic Charities. Chuck Hayes with Catholic Charities is with us live this morning on WBEN. Happy Hope Day, Chuck. Hey, you know, this is the one day on the calendar when you really want people to pay attention. So tell us about Hope Day.
That's right, Susan. Thanks so much. And nothing says hope like 75 degrees on the last day of winter. Hope Day is our single biggest fundraising day during the annual appeal, which runs all the way through June 30th. But today is a special day. We raise more money on Hope Day than any other day during the appeal. And that's partly because of our generous sponsors who are matching the first $111,000 dollar for dollar. So donors' donations to Catholic Charities today go that much further.
Well, so, I mean, Hope Day is one of the days to end up making your goal, which it's a pretty lofty goal, especially with everything we've been talking about, the slowdown of the economy, people watching their money more and more. How have you seen that play a role in what Catholic Charities has been trying to do in raising money for so many good things across Western New York?
Thanks, Brian. You're right. There is. We are seeing a little bit of a slowdown in the economy. But in Western New York, the generosity of our donors just never seems to slow down. We have a lofty goal, as you said, of $8.5 million that we need to raise by June 30th. That helps us care for and provide services to more than 147,000 Western New Yorkers across the eight counties. So we touch the lives of just about one in every 10 Western New Yorkers, and we really need the funds to get that done. Despite the economic downturns, some of the unfortunate job situations where there have been layoffs we've seen, especially in the fourth quarter. But, you know, Western New Yorkers always step up to this challenge, and Hope Day is a great way to highlight the entire appeal.
So this 24-hour match challenge is on today. How were you able to match these donations? Maybe give a shout-out to your sponsors.
Sure, we have some very generous donors. One Bridge Benefits, Energy Mark, Uniland Development, Tops Markets, Catholic Health, a longtime partner, as well as Abby Mecca Advertising and Independent Health are all the key sponsors who have stepped up to match donations today dollar for dollar.
Well, great work by those companies, and hopefully able to get you to where your goal is. I mean, that final goal, what is your projection right now, the likelihood of making it? And, you know, we hate to ask, but what happens if you don't reach that goal?
So we are an organization of hope. We bring that's our motto is hope for all seasons. So we're tracking well to get to that goal. It's still a ways off, both in time and dollars. We're about 44% of the way there. You know, Brian, if we don't get there, and there have been years where we haven't gotten there, we do our best. We work as efficiently as possible. We're one of the highest rated charities by Charity Navigator, a 4-star, in terms of controlling our administrative costs and working efficiently. What really happens, though, Brian, is there are fewer people we will be able to serve. Every year we see the demand go up. And like you mentioned, with regard to struggles with the economy, some of the people who donated in the past are now people who may seek services. So it is a challenge. It would be truly disappointing not to be able to serve as many as we have in the past. But we do our best, and we're really counting on all of Western New York to step up and make Hope Day one of our most successful ever.
All right, Chuck, how can people make a donation?
It's easy as going online. You can go to ccwny.org/donate, or you can call us at 716-218-1400. That's 716-218-1400 and ccwny.org/donate.
All right. Well, hey, Chuck, thank you for the time this morning and best of luck on Hope Day and meeting your goal, and a great day. If you're going to choose a day to donate, this would be it. Chuck Hayes with Catholic Charities.